Okay, so I don't know how this is gonna work because I'm just coming down from the hardest fucking orgasm that I've had in a while, so I have a bit of post-nut brain fog, or I guess that's the best way to describe it. Yeah, so here is another ramble fap, if you will. We'll see how this works. I'm doing, at this point, fucking torturing myself because I'm fucking depraved like that, but you guys already know that. That's not new. I always had these daydreams, and they're kind of hazy, but you know, I can still make it out of a situation. It's always a predicament with me. I'll be working at some mundane job or whatever, like an office or something, and it's a fantasy about a coworker, a male coworker, and we don't really get along, but I make the effort to conversate with him in the break room, see if he wants to get coffee with me. He's stubborn, and I can't really crack the shell. That's fine. It is what it is. And that whole time, he would be spiraling into madness, upset at the fact that he knows that I have a boyfriend, I'm seeing someone, and that any interaction that I do is just platonic. And one day these meaningless interactions, these friendly gestures, they're too much. They're a constant reminder to him that it would never be more than acquaintances, co-workers, that maybe go get coffee at the same time. And one day, he would just snap. One disgruntled email, he'd open up, read, and take it too personally, and suddenly, everything is my fault. I would be taking a quick break, going to the water cooler and grabbing something to drink, and he'd come and strike up a conversation, which would have been a bit odd because he wouldn't really talk to me or make the effort to. It'll be friendly and, hey, how's it going? How's your day going? How's the workload? Suddenly, he'd pull out a gun. And grab me. Oh, fuck. And oh, fuck. And start threatening. To put a bullet in my fucking brain. Before he takes everyone else out. Oh, fuck. And everyone starts freaking out. He won't let go and say, says, if anyone fucking moves, and if anyone tries to call the police, I'm fucking killing her. Oh god. So, of course everyone would be watching, and watching intently, scared to make any sudden movements, scared to do anything. They don't want to hurt me. Oh, fuck. And that's when it all falls apart. That's when it becomes fucked up. Go on about his obsession with me. Pretty much a confession in front of all of our coworkers that he's been eyeing me and he's in love with me. Fuck. And that he needs to have me in any way possible, and that this was the only way that he could think that's when when he'll grab me, bring me over to my desk with the gun to the back of my head, bends me over, lifts up my skirt and tears my panties off, and that's when he rapes me. He forces his cock into my cunt. And I could feel the madness. I could feel the desperation, the anger. All the pent-up stress. Pent-up aggression. thrusting in and out. At the same time, he'd lean in and tell me he loves me. While he's fucking raping me. Oh God. Fuck. Oh God. He'd flip me over on my desk and take the gun and shove it in my mouth. And continues to fuck me. He goes harder and faster, and his fingers on the trigger. Oh God. Oh God. He's mad and he's screaming and he's becoming incoherent. And I could feel him go deeper. And I could feel myself loving every minute of it, knowing that one wrong move and that's it. Oh fuck. I'm always putting myself in these fucked up scenarios and it's the only way I can get off. Oh God. Oh God. And then he'd come in me and tell me to suck on the fucking barrel of the gun. And if I don't comply, he'd take the gun. Oh, fuck. And start pushing it into my cunt. Fucking me with it. His finger still on the trigger. All my coworkers watching. Oh, fuck. And that's when they see how depraved I am. Because That's when I fucking come. Oh, fuck. That's when I come. I come all over the fucking gun. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Holy shit. And the end is up to your interpretation. In my head, it ends quite differently from what you may think. But you don't need to know that. Because I've already fucking come. And that's the end of that.